Among the many music festivals here in the mid-Michigan area, Common Ground is the biggest. Every year in July, thousands flock to Lansing's Riverfront Park to hear acts from a wide variety of genres, rock, blues, country, R&B, hip-hop, and on and on. Here with us now from Common Ground are two of the people at the center of it all. Kevin Meyer is the co-owner of Meridian Entertainment Group, the main coordinator of the festival each year. Hi, Kevin.
Mark, how are you? It's great to be here with you.
It's same back at you here. And joining him is Jenna Meyer, marketing director for Meridian, who also happens to be Kevin's daughter. Hi, Jenna.
Hi, nice to be here as well.
That's great. This is a family affair. What do you do in situations like tonight when the severe weather is a possibility? Do you have to move into a different mode here or what?
Well, as producing outdoor events, Mark, and I've been doing it for a long time,
yeah.
As I think we've known, maybe as long as we've known each other, the technology and the information that's available to us certainly lends some assistance as far as the modern technology, and we're always watching the weather when we do outdoor events where we have large gatherings of people. And as we know here in Michigan, in these kind of hot, humid days, some of these showers pop up and sometimes they move around us, and then as the sun sets, they cool a little bit. So we're just keeping our eye on everything, and we look for dangerous situations. And I think once in maybe 30 years I've had to evacuate a field during a show, but other than that, usually it all works out.
Was it here in Lansing?
Yeah, if you recall, maybe back at the Michigan Festival, I think it was Mary Chapin Carpenter on Munn Field. We had a real severe storm. It was probably back in the late 80s,
okay.
Early 90s.
Okay.
Yeah. And we had to ask people to take some cover and wait for it to blow by, which is what usually happens, and then we resume the show.
What are your lives like these days during the week of the festival?
Well, the week of the festival is kind of a great time because we get to see all of the hard work we've put in and all of the organization throughout the year culminate in the actual opening of the gates and fans of the festival coming in to see all the music. And
how long do your days get?
Well, they get rather long. I think Jenna can probably lend a little bit on that, but sometimes they're 14 hours, sometimes they're 20 hours, like mine was about a day ago.
For how long leading up to the event are your days longer than average?
Well, usually about 2 to 3 weeks in advance, and let me just say, I've had a lot of coffee in the last couple weeks.
My next question was what your caffeine of choice is.
Oh, so, straight coffee.
Bigby. I see your dad's pounding a Bigby here, as it turns out. Just
yes.
Straight coffee. Seriously, is it more hectic in the weeks leading up to the event, or is it more hectic the week of the event?
I think, in a sense, it's more hectic leading up to it. We've got a lot of preparations going into it, and really, once we get to the week of, it's just making sure everything gets executed that we planned and making sure it goes the right way.
It's funny how that works psychologically, because once the moment of reckoning arrives, you feel like there's a limited number of things you can do. It's really out of your hands in a way.
Well, it is. And, you know, not unlike what you're doing here, Mark, it is a live show, right? So you prepare as best you can, and then sometimes things happen.
Any last-minute fires to put out here last night or tonight? You're nodding your head yes, Jenna.
You know, I think no actual fires, really. Just
no literal
making sure,
fires.
Making sure we got people in the gates, which we did, and everything actually went really well last night. I think for opening night, we had a great crowd. Bare Naked Ladies were great. Ben Folds 5 and Guster, awesome. We have our two other stages, and those went really well last night also. So,
what are some of the challenges you face throughout the course of the year, Kevin, putting on a festival of this size? I mean, this seems like just a ton of logistics.
Well, I think there's the logistical side, Mark. You know, what we work on a lot earlier in the year and really around the calendar is the programming side. I've been in the talent buying business for nearly 30 years now, and, you know, we're always looking at artists that we can bring in for the following festival and the following year. So we make a lot of trips to Nashville and some to LA and New York, and we're always in the talent buying mode. And the talent industry is such that the entertainers have many, many places they can play and lots of people that are willing to pay them to come play those places, so there's great demand for their talent and their art. And part of my process and what I do is trying to get them to come to Mid-Michigan and play at the Common Ground Music Festival.
Does a lot of negotiating go into that, though?
There's negotiating as well as leaving them with the impression after we get them here that this is a great event, we have great audiences, we have very good production, and that word spreads amongst the entertainers in the industry.
Okay.
So that they pass the word to others that, yeah, you should go play Lansing, Michigan at the Common Ground Music Festival.
It's a great event.
Yeah,
you
know, definitely.
I mean, Lansing will get a buzz from Ben Folds5 or whoever it might be.
Correct. And especially in this day and age with the social media, you know, that word spreads very fast.
We've got a little shower that started to come down here at Adado Riverfront Park, but it will likely blow away here in short order. We've got Creedence Clearwater Revisited on the main stage, and we're visiting with Kevin Meyer and Jenna Meyer of Meridian Entertainment. Talk to me about security. How big of a challenge is that?
Well, as we produce our events, you know, we usually have three cornerstones in mind at our outdoor events, and safety is one of them. Cleanliness is another one, and then we always look for a good value and to put on a good show. When it comes to security, we work with the local authorities in the communities that we produce events in, and we have private security on site as well as typically a presence from the local authorities too, and in this case, the Lansing Police Department.
Jenna, is this something that you want to continue doing as a career, or is this kind of a family affair right now and you're planning on moving on to something else?
Well, I can tell you it definitely started as a family affair, but I love it. I love what I'm doing, and I am so excited to pursue this further as my career, and, you know, hopefully we'll get even bigger and more acts to come and more events.
As marketing director, tell us about your day. What is a typical day for a marketing director of a concert, week-long concert event like this?
Well, my typical day is my phone does not leave my side. Pretty much constantly checking
social
media.
But do you answer it? That's my question.
You know, I try as best as I can, but you can only answer so many phone calls in a day. But yeah, you know, I deal with everything from social media to working with traditional media as well, you know, radio, TV, print, escorting them on site. We also have all of our meet and greets that we do throughout the week, so I help coordinate that as well. Really everything and anything marketing leading up to the festival and during the festival.
Have you learned a lot from your dad?
You know what? I have, and I will never stop learning from him, I don't think.
Common Ground is a public-private partnership between your group, Meridian Entertainment, another private production company in the city of Lansing. Just briefly, why don't you break down how the responsibilities break down? You're in the talent end of it. I think you've made that pretty clear. What about the other two?
Well, I think, Mark, maybe we should reflect for a minute on how Common Ground came about. As you may or may not recall, I think some of your listeners may recall, the Michigan Festival, which was in this market for about 11 years, which was a multiple-day music festival that was held on campus at Michigan State University, went away. And at that point in time, we had done some work at the Michigan Festival for years and recognized that the community had embraced a multiple-day music festival that because of the success the Michigan Festival had. And we thought that it would continue to embrace one. So at that point, we were looking around for venues and for people of interest that would be interested in putting a festival together with us as a partner, and particularly the venues. And we approached at that time the administration in the city of Lansing, which I think was Mayor Hollister, and laid a plan out, and they agreed, looked at it, thought it would be of great benefit to the community, not only economically, but making it a better place to live.
Well, you had some momentum going,
yeah.
Right? Which
yeah.
Counted for quite a bit, I think, after
right.
11 years of the Michigan
right. Festival. And I think people have also said that as the festival grew, and it took 3 to 4 years for the festival to still get some critical mass as far as momentum goes and word of mouth on the street. But once we got to that 3 or 4 year window, you know, the Common Ground Music Festival has done a lot to make the first week of July really kind of the week of the summer in Mid-Michigan, where making it a better place to live while providing a great economic impact to the area as well. Some folks have said it's kind of been a catalyst to maybe some of the development even in downtown. And it also, I think, lends itself to, as we're seeing now in the last couple of years, creating a better place for the younger generation and some of the younger skilled generation that employers of the area are looking to employ.
Kevin, can you explain in any more detail what the city contributes to the festival each year? I'm sure you're probably aware that in last week's City Pulse, there was an article detailing the city's refusal to release documents that outline public spending on Common Ground. Can you shed any light on that for us?
Well, I will defer to them, Mark, as far as to comment on any exact numbers or figures. Obviously, they may have their reasons of why they didn't want to disclose in that particular request, but I will tell you, as a sponsor, I really don't. I've been out of town for 12 days, so I haven't had a chance to talk to anybody.
Okay. Welcome back.
Thank you. But I do know that they contribute at the beginning and continue to contribute every year in services and in-kind services, okay, to the festival as far as police and fire, okay, and support, which they would do, I believe, for any event and in any sense for something that contributes so greatly to the local economy.
What's your foremost memory of the festival?
My foremost memory of the Common Ground Music Festival, probably the night we had Snoop Dogg on one stage and REO Speedwagon on another stage. That's seriously, I think as a executive producer of events and musical events, I stood on the Shiawassee Street Bridge and I looked at both audiences and I felt that there was a certain passing of the torch going on.
Oh, okay.
You know, from generation to generation. And I recall that there was a little anxiety in the air that we were bringing Snoop Dogg to downtown Lansing. At the end of the night, that anxiety was removed.
I have spoken to a lot of people who have commented on the especially the evolution of the acts in the last few years. Mm-hmm. That's been a conscious aim of yours to really kind of bring in the newer acts?
Yeah, I think we've consciously made a decision. I don't think we did make a conscious decision about 2 years ago to begin to young up the festival a little bit. If we look at the acts that started the festival in the year 2000 and the core audience that was attending at that time, they were basically 30 to 40-year-olds that were attending back in the early 2000s. And that age group is now, of course, 14 years later, older. They look for different things to do, and they're not going to necessarily come out to a multiple-day music festival. In addition to that, those acts, to bring them back now, cost us multiples more than what they cost us back then, and they wouldn't necessarily sell us any more tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So we made a conscious effort to go after the 18 to 34-year-old audience to stay hip and cool, but to really concentrate on putting good sets of music on stage, which is fundamentally what we try to do. You know, let's not put a bad set up there. Let's put some good quality, world-class entertainment on stage.
Jenna, do you get to enjoy the performances here, or are you really on the clock the whole evening?
Well, you know, last night I was pretty much on the clock all evening. I was running around, but that's what happens every opening day. We do get to stop every once in a while and enjoy some of their performances, and I think it's great. We actually like to enjoy looking out at the crowd and seeing what a great time they're having to the performers. So
it is an awful lot of fun. We want to thank you both for joining us here on Current State. Kevin Meyer is the co-owner of Meridian Entertainment Group, one of the main coordinators of the Common Ground Music Festival, which is where we're broadcasting all this week live from Current State, and Jenna Meyer is the festival's marketing coordinator. Thank you both for taking the time to let us broadcast from your great festival. Appreciate it.
Mark, thank you so much for having us, and we're happy you're here.
Thanks, Jenna.
Thank you.